You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. Every month, we talk about the robust visual arts activities going on in our community with the one and only Omari Rush, curator of public programs at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Welcome, Omari. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lisa.
It may be cold outside, but I'm hoping that doesn't slow down the local visual arts activities. Much coming up for us?
Yes. Tons happening. Lisa, when you said that, I immediately want to say, baby, it's cold outside. I
don't know. Should we do a duet?
Maybe. It's maybe in our future at some point. We'll stick to the visual arts for today,
okay,
though.
Okay, the visual arts. Well, I know we have actually done a feature and a story on the Ypsilanti Mural Project, but tell us a little bit more about what's going on with that.
I'm on this awesome foundation in the area. And one of our trustees, Monique Deschain, said, Omar, you have to meet this fella, Doug Jones. And so Doug and I got together. He's an artist based in Jackson, Michigan. And he started talking to me about all these really wonderful projects that he's doing. And he mentioned this Ypsilanti African-American mural project. And it just sounded so wonderful. And I'm sure that folks in the community are familiar with it and murals that are going up around Ypsi that feature African-American history, kind of notable figures in African-American history, and not even just African-American history, but just community history. And, you know, more are going to be going up, so I'd just say keep your eyes open. They have big plans. They're engaging young folks in the community, in particular in partnership with Ypsilanti Community Schools, and I'm just a huge fan of Doug Jones. He has just a great energy as an artist.
Yeah, really cool. Well, now you alluded to us doing a duet and about music, and this show is about the visual arts. But there is something coming up called Music of Michigan at the Art Center. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. You know, Lisa, tomorrow we have an exhibition opening. It's our first of 2016. It's called GIG, the Music of Michigan. And, you know, at the Art Center, we are, we're, you know, a visual arts organization, but we fully enjoy, like, cross-pollination, collaboration, exploring other art forms and genres. And through this exhibition, curated by Chuck Marshall, we get to explore the visual arts and music. And, you know, you think about your favorite album cover art, posters, even photographs of your favorite artists, all Michigan artists. You'll be able to come by, see great stuff, work that both feels like at times a little like street art, work that feels very much of the moment politically or socially. It's just going to be a really great show. There's great energy around it. Jeremy Wheeler, known for putting on The Bang, is going to be DJing. Dark Horse is going to be kind of cranking out beer and kegs. It's gonna. It's probably gonna be a little wild too.
I think. Well, it does sound like a good place to premiere our duet then. So Lisa Berry and Omari Rush sing the tunes at GIG Music of Michigan. No, I don't want to say that. It'll scare people away.
Yes, it would. It would. That's not happening.
What's so cool about this whole area and the visual arts is that there are things that happen everywhere. And the University of Michigan College of Architecture has something coming up.
Well, you know, their kind of exhibition annex is, you know, one block away from the Art Center in downtown Ann Arbor. And they actually have an exhibition opening tomorrow as well. And, you know, I was talking to their exhibition director, Marianne Wilkinson, and she was explaining this to me. And Lisa, it's best if I just leave it at it's going to be really interesting and unique. You know, there it's the College of Architecture at the University of Michigan exploring, you know, architecture, form, plastic, ideas of growth and regeneration. You know, it's just one of these things where there's so much wonderful stuff happening in the community. You're coming down to GIG, go on over to the College of Architecture at 303 West Liberty or 305 West Liberty and see what they got going on. It should be really fascinating.
And it's open to the public.
Open to the public.
Now, while we're at the Ann Arbor Arts Center, the Art Center of Ann Arbor, what's happening with Matawi Tile Works? I know they've been premiered up front for a while. Is that starting to change now?
Yeah, you know, we have a really wonderful relationship with Matawi. They've We've been selling Matawi in our building for 23 years and have loved seeing them develop and supporting them in their development. And part of that was saying, hey, why don't we give you some extra space up front and see how that works for you? And so we did that for a while, and now we're going to featuring other artists up front. So people will notice a change in the way that our storefront building looks, and it's because we're switching things up. We're getting new artists in. We're selling stuff in our first floor that will start to relate to what we have exhibited on our second floor. So, yeah, just, you know, it really points toward what the Art Center is trying to be about, and that is always finding ways to highlight local artists, really wonderful art in our community, and being very flexible and nimble in doing that.
How about finding some ways to get some funding for artists and opportunities? Can you hook us up there?
Almost. I can't say yes or no, but I can certainly point people in the right direction. And that would be by letting folks know that the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, which gives out grants funding arts projects in the state of Michigan, has a really cool opportunity grant program that's coming up. The guidelines are out now that are specifically targeted and focused on young professionals, young professional artists or arts administrators. And it's an opportunity for folks to get artists or organizations to get up to $4,000 in grant funding to move forward, you know, a really cool project in the area. So I'd encourage folks to hop online. You know, I think if you just type in MCACA, you'll get to the right place. But that's the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs New Leaders Grants Program.
Well, hey, thanks for that information. And I know this is January, but we got to look ahead to an exciting event coming up in February, the Art Center's annual Artistic Martini pub crawl. I'm in. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm in too, actually. Well, you know, and part of the reason why we want to talk about it now is because, you know, we have 400 tickets total available as of, you know, this moment. We have already sold 65% of them. And I mean, they're going really fast. And, you know, we have 10 bars in downtown Ann Arbor that will be creating artistic martinis, you know, doing really creative things using two James spirits. Folks get to go around and try them, and they'll get to vote. We also have a jury of local celebrities, we'll call them, who will...
Couple of WEMU people in
there?
Yeah,
the WEMU family is most definitely represented in our six-person jury. Certainly Jorge Avion is one of the judges. He's very excited about his experience.
Yeah, you've come to the right place on that one.
yeah. And then Jessica Webster is also going to be one of our jurors. And so they'll rank their favorite, and then we'll put that all together and choose a winner for the evening.
Well, that sounds exciting. And what's the date of that?
That is Friday, February 19th, 7 to 10 p.m.
All right. Omari Rush from the Public Curator of the Art Center of Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.